Welcome to the TSL Podcast! With your hosts,
Joe K,
Doreen, and of course,
Yokas.
No. Yo, I haven't been taking Spanish.
Yo, you know what's so funny though? So, like, over the winter, is that you're Puerto Rican, right?
Yep.
Okay, dude, this happens to me a decent amount because obviously I'm Italian, mm-hmm. but I'll go out.
Obviously.
Bro, never knew.
Bro, I got cats like coming up to me like straight up like, "What is Boricua? ¿Dónde está?" You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I'm like, bro, I'm like, soy italiano. I'm like, pero. Put all blood Espanol poquito,
yeah.
And they're like, you're not Puerto Rican. I'm like, no, bro. And this one cat was half Sicilian.
You do look Puerto Rican.
I do. Yo, all right. I don't mind.
It's a good thing. Italians, Puerto Ricans came from the same island, I think, some of that way back. Who knows?
Yeah, we all came from the same.
We all came from the same desert.
I know a little bit. I don't know any Italian, but I know like a decent amount of Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, because I just want to be able to speak another language.
I can speak Spanish for like really dry, but I can understand it mostly because my grandma would only speak it. So mannerisms and knowing like, okay, that's what she grabbed when she said it, and it's kind of picking things up as you go.
Yeah.
But I can't. If you asked me to have a full conversation, we're both fucked.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, we're fucked.
I took 8 years of Spanish, and I swear I can remember like 5 sentences. It's like,
what are the 5 sentences?
If you don't use like, ¿dónde es el baño? You know.
So, I mean, really, the most important thing?
Yeah, like, where are the bathrooms? Where
you gotta use the bathroom.
Una cerveza. You know.
Oh, that's probably the most important thing.
It is really funny though, because my kiddo's been in Spanish for like 2 years now, and like the shit that comes back, you know, he'll be sitting there and he's like, oh, I got a Spanish test tomorrow. I got to know all the colors. I was like, oh, like rojo and naranja and amarillo, and he's like, yeah, you know, I was like, oh shit, I remembered some of that.
But the kids that actually put the effort in Spanish are gonna be so set in life. But like, even me, I was in Spanish class, like being Spanish, and
they start earlier too.
Shit, I didn't learn shit back then. I was a lazy student.
I mean, my last year of Spanish, I was falling asleep. Because we were doing the subjunctive tense, and I'm like, I don't even know when I'm using it in English.
Bro, I bring that stuff back to my mom. My mom's like, I don't fucking know what this shit is.
I'm
She's like slang Spanish, right? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is this shit?
When I was in Tampa over the weekend, and my brother went to bed, but me and his buddy were chilling, and his buddy wanted to go to this like bar strip club. And I was like, I don't spend money on strippers, but I'm like, fuck it, like, I'll go, you know what I'm saying?
Which Joe and I found out at 3 o'clock in the morning, because he's like, I don't spend no money on poles, or girls who are on the poles.
Well, yo, because I was telling
Jeff Kroll
him,
found out,
like,
too.
Yo.
I told you he'd find
out.
Oh,
yeah, he's
some of these chicks, bro, are so incredibly, like, strong and talented on the pole.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just watching, because I'm just in awe of, like, the skill and the strength. And I'm like, damn, and I'm like, man, I'm like, she would be great on my team.
I'm trying to recruit.
Listen, as a captain, I'm telling you right now, like, I look, you know, and I'm married, right? So obviously I don't look at females in that way. But just generally speaking, every time I see a female that's semi-athletic, I immediately say, damn, that'd be a good receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you in Bobby's boot camp. Like, 6 weeks.
Oh, forget about it.
Put you in Bobby's boot camp, and we'll teach you some things.
Mm-hmm.
I think once
I started playing football, I think every time I met a new female who looked like they could at least be all right in league, the first thing I would say, like, my opening line was like, hey, can you catch a football?
Yeah.
And that was like the running bit for a long time. And they're like, what? Why?
Like, is this a pickup?
Have I got the place for you?
Hey, do you like sports and fun?
Yeah,
what about alcohol and questionable decisions?
That's topper all the way, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
like,
funny.
I know you mean topper of the league, but also topper of the person.
Okay. That's cool. I actually never met topper.
What? Well, he's allegedly going to be there this week.
Really?
That's...
This week?
Well, he's in town. He just got back.
Oh.
Am I allowed to ask who's the godfather?
You can ask, but I don't fucking know. I'm pretty sure it's Jeff Kroll.
No way.
I think so.
No.
Well, I'm
Unless
pretty sure
like
it was
a...
Lenny for a while.
Okay.
But then
sure.
he died,
no,
obviously.
I think... Oh, then it was Ramir, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well...
We think.
I don't know. He never fucking told me. And like Lenny would always say, like, he's never going to tell me who it is because it's funnier that way.
Oh, I get
that. And that's why people always get like, you're this, you're that. Believe me, I hear it every fucking, oh, Joe Kuzis. Yes, you're right. Like, I'm going to fly to Dallas on Wednesday, but somehow Friday there's going to be a fucking article out that I'm apparently just doing.
That's a long article to write, too.
There's a lot of info in there.
There is, definitely.
And it's been going for a long time, right? So
yeah, it was before, before I was even in the league.
And before AI, so you can't say it's like an AI person, you know, doing this or whatever and throwing stuff in there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort. I give credit for that.
That's crazy. And with that, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL podcast. We have been recording since Tino tried to recruit strippers, so don't
Beautiful way to open.
Oh, the worst part is that you couldn't hear it, because I definitely have a new theme song to, like, start the podcast, and I was waiting for you to hear it and say, yo, because you'll see.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah. I'll play it for you later. No. Oh, no.
That's okay. That's okay.
But anyway, hello, everybody. I'm your host, Joe K, coming to you from T. Major's Bar with no grill at Doreen's house. Well, it's probably for the best, honestly.
I'm not allowed near fire.
That's true. That's almost up, though, right? So I'm here. Doreen's here. Tino's here just slamming down chips and guac. So if you hear crunchy, that's all, dude. That's all my dude down there.
We're hungry.
It's all right, though. Eat up. And then we have a special guest today. John Tirado is here. First off, hello, John. Hello. Or JT to the masses. John, what do you prefer?
Tirado. JT, I think, has been like the football kind of push for me lately.
That's your football nickname.
Jade Sizzle.
I think.
Oh, here it comes.
If people want to call me that, they might get punched. But
no, JT.
Okay, I'm totally kidding.
You're not going to punch a man with his own guacamole in his hand.
No, he's got to finish the block first and then after. But. JT, I think, has been the kind of thing people started calling me, so we can go with that. That's fine.
Love it. So we were talking a little bit, but as usual, for people who are newer to the podcast, when we have a new guest on, we ask them, well, where the fuck they came from. So you said you were in the league for about 3 years now. So like, where the fuck did you come from? Because you know everybody who's been in the league since like 2009.
Yeah, so there, you know, it goes way back, like when a mom and dad love each other a lot, right? They start to
have, they don't have to love each other.
Not that far back. Okay, not that far back. Okay, so it's weird, right? So I actually, like, my background, I just told you this before we started the pod, I hated football before TSL. Didn't like it at all. I played, like, epic center flag football in the past. Super physical for a 5'7 guy to get thrown around. Didn't like it. Didn't play in high school or anything like that. Played basketball a lot. So a lot of people through TSL that I know are through basketball, right? So like Mike Malicki, Tom Hughes, I know all of Public Enemy.
The bad Tom Hughes.
and we played basketball together for a while. So Chris Cole introduced me to the league in a sense. He told me about it way back when Public Enemy used to play, you know, forever, I guess, right? Since it probably started. And his best friend, Wayne, is my best friend's brother. So I've kind of known Cole for a long time. Unfortunately, depends who you ask.
Depends on the sex of the person you're asking.
Yes, definitely that. Or just depends on anybody. Probably, unfortunately, but. So with that, never really joined the league through Cole, but Matt Keita is actually my best friend from college. We went to college together starting like 2010. So like 16 years together. I'm Maddie, his daughter's godfather. He's. For years, trying to get me to get into the league. He's like, come on, broski, you'd like it. You can do a lower division, just kind of learn and grow. And I'm an athlete in a sense, right? Basketball, volleyball.
We're all sort of athletes in a sense.
Just kind of try to run and catch a ball. I can do it. And then I joined in Breakfast Club. My first team ever was actually Misdemeanors with Misty.
Oh.
Nice.
So I met Alex Duckowitz through that. He is now one of my best friends from football. And Tori Fadeley I've met and kind of through all the PWI stuff and whatnot, too. Didn't join a team till last year, though. So my first team was Girthquakes with Keita when he was quarterback. Yes. That was in D4. I think it was like the Tots, like technically the Tots guys that don't normally play in the fall. I think they only play in the
spring. I'm confused because I feel like you've been in the league for a long time.
See, that's how it feels, but it's not true.
So yes, technically, really? Like through Breakfast Club. You always do Breakfast Club, so definitely through Misdemeanors. That was.
You were in that, but you weren't on a team?
No.
I
never
don't
on a team,
this.
Dude. I'm surprised to hear
my first team.
I know.
Yeah.
So I think we met last fall officially, right? Was that last fall or maybe the fall before?
Last fall, I mean, But I feel like I knew you from the spring at least.
I think it's because
probably from being
from Tino, microphone.
It's
you can't hear me.
I can always hear you.
Well, yeah, that's, I thought I was projecting.
I think it's just because we're both,
you do,
we're both Puerto Rican, so you just
see exactly.
No, I really wasn't on the team. I did Breakfast Club just to kind of get a vibe of what it's like, and I loved it. Obviously, ended up joining the Girthquakes in D4. So I think Tots only plays in the spring. Took some of the Tots guys with Dylan Jolos or whatnot, still to D4 with Keita quarterback. Moved up to D3, probably not the best decision.
Well, then, wasn't that we're moving up to D3 and then Bobby lost eyes downtown and took like the girls from the team and shit?
Yeah, there was a whole thing with that. We were actually at a strip club when we found this out.
Why does this keep happening? Yeah. All right, go on.
Strippers just keep being brought up. Keita's birthday strip club, long story short.
Can they catch a
Bridget, who's actually my quarterback now for BQI, we can talk about that in a little bit, but left DQ for Eyes Downtown. Right. So I think she actually talked about that during the podcast she was on, but none of us were very happy about it. But, you know,
nah,
it is what it is. You know, Bobby did a little bit of his grooming and teaching, and he'd put in the work with the girls, though, right? I'll give him credit for that. Like,
I like how you called it grooming. Right?
I know, I was like, I don't know if that's
grooming,
the word we
grooming
should
use. Grooming sounds awful, so in the sense of growing. Let's call it growing. No, Bobby does put, like, you know, you all know how competitive Bobby can be. He's also a great person as well, but, you know, he, if you want to be great, he'll help you be great, right? And I'll give him credit for that all day. So that's what happened with GQ, and we kind of still went up a division losing all of our people. So.
Right.
And then with that, just quick story behind, I think Bridget might have brought this up at the podcast she was on, but in the winter for Game On, we just did like a regular D2 team or something. Keita was quarterback, all of us were kind of receiving, and I was practicing or just kind of running around catching the ball with Bridget, and she threw a ball like 60 yards with a flick of her wrist. And I looked at her, I said, "Hey, do you want to play quarterback?"
Like John always
and
throws
she's
the
like,
vortex.
She looked at me, she's like, "Are you fucking nuts?" I go, "No, literally, like, yeah. We could get 8 points every time you throw
a touchdown." So, wait, this was your fault?
She hated me at first because of it, but she loves it now. She can't lie.
No,
she can't lie to me. So we decided to do BQI. We did a D5. A bunch of random people, honestly. People I met at the Breakfast Club and people's husbands and wives, and it's just a good mix of folks. Played against these fuckers, Pit Parade, in the playoffs without Bridget.
Lost.
We would have blown you out if we had Bridget. Just saying.
I'm your river.
Just saying.
I think so, too. Possibly. I just played against her last week. I was like, damn.
Bridget, because we've rushed Maliki against her, and he's insane.
He's a maniac, for sure.
He's absolute maniac.
So then, of course, we decided to act like Keita and say, hey, let's move up two divisions.
Yeah, so. Okay, so that's the fun part, too, because you guys were obviously Bridget and Quid, and now you're BQI, which I'm sure is just the same team.
Bridget
name.
And Quid,
yeah,
still,
same
yeah.
thing. But
BQI.
What? Why did you jump up two divisions? I know you obviously lost a few people.
So, yeah. Well, so Girthquakes disbanded, obviously. Mm-hmm. Keita kind of didn't want to play quarterback anymore. He did have interest in still playing on two teams. And he is my best friend. So I was like, okay, we'll put you on the team. Immediately, Jeff Cole was like, D5's never going to happen with Matt Keita on the team, which is fair. You know, obviously, better players from being a lower division. I get that. So that was kind of like a D4 thought. And then Josh Schultz from Eyes Downtown is also on our team. He wanted to be on the second team as well, and that was not going to happen in D4 either.
It's not at least.
Not fair. It's kind of not fair for D3, to be honest. But but either way, you know, it kind of made it happen with that. But Bridget has also gotten better. I think she's kind of put the effort in. She's gone to the Bobby School of quarterbacking, whatever the hell. I have no interest in knowing what that even means, to be honest, but they did a lot of rigorous work. I've gotten, like, 5-minute voice messages from Bobby about her day-to-day it's a thing, right? So I'm not even kidding. Like,
he's sending notes.
Literal, like, voice notes telling me how much better she's getting.
She
her
is getting stronger.
She's kind of. Like, it's like Palpatine, right? Like, it kind of worked. Like,
Bridget the Emperor.
You saw, I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, obviously, to beat you guys, but, like, she's phenomenal. Like, and I think the biggest thing for quarterbacks, as we all know, is the mental piece, right? It's just knowing where to go, when to go, not get stressed out. And if you're in adversity, what do you do next? Mm-hmm. And she's totally stepped up and taken that kind of leadership role, which I love.
Yeah.
But also with my teams, I like to build a family, right? I think all of us try to do it with our respective teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, football's fun. I want to drink and party after, right? Like, I think should all do that and have our kids be around each other if we all have kids and that kind of thing. So,
football is what gets in the way of all your friends hanging out and drinking, but we've always known that.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Much.
60 minutes you waste before you get to the bar.
Getting wasted.
Unless you have two doubleheaders and you have 4 hours worth of games like me this past, or two Saturdays ago. My freaking legs are killing me, but...
Yes, that's the worst. But, yeah, so that's awesome. And Who else did you add to BQI then? Because I feel like you had to have added
people, right? I think that was it. So we have Peyton. I don't know if you guys know Peyton. He's playing Breakfast Club, kind of lanky, really athletic. Yep. He was always on the original BQI. I would say ad-wise, just... Oh, Katie Topolsky from Free Ballers.
Yep, that's right.
Everybody else is the same, though. I'm not big on, like, roster stacking. I know it's, like, a big no-no in the league, or any league, for that matter. I get it, right? Not doing that. But, however, these are people that are all connected in a way, right? Josh Schultz is a close friend of Bridget. Mackie is literally my best friend.
Yep.
So on and so forth, right? So super that good. Kind of thing.
How do the girls feel on that team? Like, are they getting the ball at all? Because, she throws it, and here it's 8 points, and this is why Jeff was mentioning how she can't be in
Breakfast Club
because of that. Yeah. But playing against, I didn't see a lot of balls going to girls.
So. Yeah, I mean, it depends, right? So I don't want to call out any good or bad girl, so I'll just preface this by I think everybody's a great football player, but obviously if it's a situation where... I'll try to
There's
say
There's a lot of people that aren't there.
And it's okay.
That's why we're in D6. No.
But, so I think with our team, we've kind of said, like, look, if you have an advantage, right? If the girl that's on you is someone you can beat, you're going to get the ball. And and she spreads the ball out to everyone. I made it to be that case. You don't want to just... Mm-hmm. Everybody's there to catch a football and have fun, right? Like, you don't want to do that against a girl or even against some of the guys on the team. So everybody plays a good amount of snaps. I try to mix it up. If you guys see me on the sideline, I'm literally running back and forth the entire game if I'm not on the field. Mm-hmm. You in, you in, you out, you in. And it's just trying to get a good mix of people getting enough playing time. But I don't think anybody's complained, if that's your question.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we're all kind of friends, so, like, nobody's going to really yell at each other about it. So,
yeah.
But it's a different dynamic, for sure, because we get 8 no matter what, right? So, like...
Right.
Do you need a girl in that sense? But
yeah.
Our girls are good. I mean, I like the girls on my team. So
yeah,
yeah,
cool. I mean, if anything, it's gonna motivate the woman on your team to say, "All right, like, let me step my game up and get open."
So not just that. You know what's funny? You say that. So yes, for sure, they want to do their best to get open. But I think, like, Melissa Hawkins on my team, her husband Ryan's on the team as well.
Yeah.
She's made a concerted effort just good at defense, which I'm like, fuck yes.
Yeah,
right?
That,
like,
too, yeah.
If you want to put extra effort on defense and, hey, I want to be the prime defensive player.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
I love you for that, because who the fuck says that and pick up football, right? Like,
I like defense.
I fucking hate defense. Well, I'll do it. I mean, yeah. I'm pretty good at it, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I play the flats, you know. I'm not going to go get a tall guy. Fuck that shit. But, but you know, I give people credit. I say, hey, I want to put all the effort into something else, right?
Because in any sport, man, defense wins championships, bro.
Yeah.
You need it.
Yeah, it helps the quarterback, too. Again, Bridges, she's only done this for two. This is her second topper session, so 3 total sessions in the game on. This is her 3rd now. Having a good defense kind of lowers the pressure.
Yeah, but also, you know, she's had more reps in Bobby's boot camp, where she's already had, like, a 13-year career.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Like, you guys, I don't know if you know how much Bobby did this shit. Like, he would, -3-degree weather at the West Seneca Park, they'd be throwing in the snow. So I would go, too, because I live close.
Really? In the snow, really?
Yes. I would bring, like, my tailgate heater to keep us warm. We would, like, go out to the tailgate heater.
No, that's dope, bro.
And go play. Like, I didn't go for boot camp.
What?
I didn't go
for boot
camp.
It's dope.
It's dope.
It's dope. Oh, very dope.
Not crazy.
It was crazy.
No, dope.
It can be, like, both.
It can be both. It can be dope and crazy.
It's definitely crazy. Like, and Bridget loves.
It's crazy, but that's what makes it dope.
I agree with that for sure.
Well, let's think about this. I also am going to say that probably even helped in week 1. If you think about it, it wasn't. I mean, it was like in the 40s.
There was
but
no
it
week
felt
one.
Like 35. Technically, week
I know,
one.
I know.
And it was like, it felt like 35. I could not move. My team, both my teams were like, we couldn't move. We just felt awful. Nobody wanted to. So it was like, whoever could work in the cold weather better is the
Make
one who
happen.
Got the win. You
that,
know?
So with us, right? Like, it's funny because Bobby literally went to huddle. He goes, we practice in fucking worse.
And that's what
you're not wrong. Like, yeah, the topper dome, right?
But
Bill's dome, topper dome. Never
but
happening.
No, it's true. I remember, I'm pretty sure you were there, like, the first week after the fall session ended, right at West Seneca, it was like an immediate pickup game, like the week after championships. And we went out, we played for, I don't know, 2-3 hours.
Yeah, George came up.
Yeah.
I don't know if George played. Oh, George did play that day.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
We all played. It was awesome. And then, like, everybody kind of, like, had to disperse and go do, like, regular life shit. But it was Bobby, Bridget, and Buddy on the field that, you know, they had there. And it was just drills. Like, her, like, running against Buddy, but also, like,
Bobby
doing
it. You guys lost that for a little bit. I remember that.
Of course it is. I was like, this is literally what always happens. But, hey, if you want to be a top, like, being quarterback sucks. It's super hard. Like, if you get, especially if you get, like, egos and all that shit. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but, like, unless you get on the same page with the receivers, like, you know, it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and I think a lot of time the quarterbacks end up being the captain, which is, like, the dual things you need to worry about. I think Bridget gets a little bit of less to worry about with me being captain. I kind of, like, let me manage all the people and the bullshit. Like, you just go play and have fun, right? Like, that's, I do that for everyone, right? At the end of the day, you drop a ball, you fuck up, I fuck up, everybody fucks up, right? Like, it is literally just pick up. Like, and I'm competitive, don't get me wrong. Like, playoffs come, I'm trying to beat your ass, like,
Bobby 100%. Still makes you run laps, though.
He tries. I had to tail him down a little bit, but he,
not do that. Shut the fuck up.
I think I know. Right? Just punch you in the face, but you know, at the end of the day, we go drink at the bar, right? That's what it's about.
Yep.
So
no doubt,
100%.
It's pretty awesome, though. Well, welcome again. Thank you for coming on.
Of course, like, yeah. Thanks for having me.
I knew you'd be perfect for this, and I mean, we already talked for 20 minutes, but it was actually like about football and, well, I guess strippers. Thanks,
Twice. It was all day.
But, I mean, football games were played, so let's get into it. Doreen, can you read your 18-point font 9 o'clock Breakfast Club game?
Nobody at home listening needs to know how big the font is.
I can tell you that the font is not 18 points.
I know it's not 18.
How big is it?
I'm going to say that this is about a
14. Ooh, she got it.
Oh, no.
It's either 14 or 15. I can't remember.
That was great.
And I only know because I've just recently been moving things up from 11. So I'm like, what the fuck is this on 11? What am I, 35? All right. 9 a.m. on a rampage. 30. Stuff infection, 24. Fitzmagic, 28. Water under the Bridget, 27.
Wow.
Ooh. Magoonsta's 20, Total Carnage 20.
Ooh, a tie.
Yeah, the rare Breakfast Club tie. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how that happens, because usually it's like, we're going for the win for sure, so they must have needed, whoever scored last must have needed, like, that must have tied up, and they were just going for one to win and didn't get it or something. But
possibly, yeah.
Lower scoring, Breakfast Club's lower scoring in general, it seems, too, which is kind of interesting. Usually you see it's a little more nuts because, A, it's early and people are, like, half awake, and... B, because they don't know everybody. Everybody defaults to what I call like bad Madden player mode, where they just say, "All right, fastest receiver, go!" and I'm just throwing it really fucking far, and we'll hope for the best. But yeah, everything's been kind of close. But JT, you're on Steph Infection.
I am.
Obviously, I think Steph Infection's been around for longer than any other Breakfast Club team.
Love stuff.
30-24, you lost. You were surprised it was only 6 when we were talking off air.
Yeah.
So it was a little worse on the score shows?
I thought so. I mean, again, 9 a.m., half asleep, I guess. Didn't fucking pay attention to any of the scoring going on, but I guess a little context. So I actually played against my little brother, my younger brother. He's in the league now, too. He's on BQI and Breakfast Club. So we talked shit all week. I told my team we need to fuck him up.
You should have made a bet.
I told him I was going to press him at the line and punch him in the face, and Andrew Keats would have kicked me out probably, but it's all good. So the only thing I can tell you is Frank and Steve fucking demolished us. They had 4 touchdowns combined, I think, together, and we're just lighting us up.
Steve's good, bro.
Steve is very good.
Yep. Oh, he's going to get another. He came up to me during the game, like right when I was starting. He was like, thanks for the shout out on the podcast, even though it was like a little one. And I was like, well, you earned it. And then he told me he was feeling old and he was only like 32. And I told him to fuck himself. But I guess he gets a second shout out right away. So
I
told him.
I think I went up to him probably a little tipsy from drinking a little bit, a few times, telling him how amazing he is. So definitely shout out Steve again, for sure.
That's fantastic. Fitzmagic 28, Team Bridget 27. This was a little brutal because I'm pretty sure we were up 21-6 at one point.
Really?
You weren't there, so you have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out who was going to QB, and we let Jonah throw.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, because he's apparently thrown before, and he can definitely be more mobile than, like, you know, me. Because if I'm throwing, it's as soon as they get to 6-1000, it's coming up. I'm not tearing ligaments that are definitely not stretched in fucking Breakfast Club. Plus, it's all timing. It's fine. But he seemed to have a good time with it, and he was playing really, really well.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he had one bad throw that got picked off, and they scored, like, right away. Or, I'm sorry, I should take it back. They had a 6-0 from, like, midfield, and Garrett ran a play where he, like, did the no-look, throw it to the other side of the end zone thing.
Yeah.
But the kid put Jonah bit on it, so he started running to the other side. He left his zone, and I forget who was over there, but they caught it. Nobody's within 10 yards of him in the end zone. And then we're like, it's fine. They scored, but let's just go. Let's get it. And he throws a little high, and they get a pick, and then they score. Again, they take the lead with, like, I don't know, 3 minutes to go, something like that.
Yeah.
Point is, we had enough time, and we had, like, a timeout left where it's like, all right, we got this. We got the 2-minute warning. Like, we're just going to, let's just walk down and just score. You know, like, let's take what they're giving us, because they were playing way off of us because they were scared of Charles just sprinting down the field in, like, four strides.
Yep.
But the first play, I don't know. I think you could tell he was kind of maybe getting rattled from the making the mistakes. I was like, oh, boy. I was like, I kept trying to calm down. Like, you got this? Like, let's fucking go now. You know, like, you've had two bad plays the whole game. Like, fuck it.
Right, it doesn't matter.
I don't know what happened specifically, but the play was to go to the left side of the field, and I don't know if he was just, like, trying to get a girl play out of the way, but he ran it to the right, and Garrett, because he tried to throw it to Bridget on, like, a 10-yard, like, stop on the sideline, and I don't even know if she was ready for it, because it was supposed to go the other way, and Garrett was super ready for it, and he came out and just picked it off and returned it, and he stepped out at the one, and they were just going to be able to run down the clock then, so we ended up losing by one, and then, like, on the plus side, though, Jonah was furious about it. He's like, it's like, team, you know, we're trying to be like breakfast clubby about it. Like, oh, team game, it loses a team, and whatever. And he's like, fuck that. This is my fault because of X, Y, and Z. I'm going to be fucking better next time I get a shot, if you give me a shot. And we're like, well, Corey's not here next week, so fuck it. But,
here's your other shot.
but jokes aside, like, he played really well. So, I mean, I know he was, like, beating himself up about it, but that just means he gives a fuck, and I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's mad about it. Cool, we had a shot, and it didn't work
that's
out.
How
that's
learn,
okay.
Bro, that's
tell
how you
learn. Tell him to take, like, a three-day Bobby Blitz course or something.
Yeah, Bobby would do it. Bobby would do it.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Are you paying Bobby for this?
No. Like, not the goodness of his heart.
I feel like I should pay him for Bridget being good.
Yeah, right.
I'll get him. Well, he doesn't drink beer, so.
Do like a little GoFundMe. Like, well,
you know what? A
we'll
Wingnuts gift card. This guy loves Wingnuts.
Oh, God, I love Wingnuts.
Maybe we should just get him personality.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I love
that. Yo, if Jonah balls out this week for our squad in BC, what, do we got a controversy or what's up?
No, he should just probably be.
Don't
it.
I play?
Corey would be so pissed. But
I play you this week, right?
Is that I don't know. I won't be there.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
This week?
Yeah, I gotta go to Dallas.
Steph Infection,
yeah. Yeah, we haven't played Steph Infection yet.
Well, we've only played two games, so it's gonna be one of the other three teams.
Exactly.
So
yeah, we do play you guys. So give me all the bad of Jonah. I wanna get that ready for my team.
He already got out of the system, bro. You're fucked.
Fuck.
That's
trouble.
Funny, though. That's
trouble.
Funny. But, yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh, what happened at 10 o'clock? Let's talk about it.
Okay, 10 o'clock. Sticky Bandits, 40. Mavericks, 38. Poochie Monsters, 30. Balls Deep, 18. Blitzkrieg, 42. SBG, 6. Intentional Clowning, 23. Sticky Laces, 22.
We'll get the easy one out of the way. Blitzkrieg just demolishes SBG. They're a new team. I think they've only scored 6 points in both of their games, if I recall correctly.
Who's on SBG?
No fucking clue.
We don't know?
No fucking clue. Oh. They're a brand new team. You know what? I think...
Gotta get them on the podcast.
No. I think... Let's see. Do you remember JJ?
Probably.
Tall, athletic JJ Wilson. Yeah. He used to play in the league, and he used to play with like fucking ankle weights on because he was just better than everybody for a while.
Yeah.
He's Chris.
And then no, I'm not kidding. That was awesome. Like he would do that. He'd play with fucking ankle weights on. JJ was sweet. I think he started this team. I think he's on it. I didn't really get a chance to see him, but I'm pretty sure that's what I was told.
Does he still wear the ankle weights?
I don't know. I haven't seen him yet, but. Either
I'm
way,
say no.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, right.
Age caught up a little bit.
But also, the age is the ankle weight.
But also, also, Blitzkrieg is really fucking good. So,
they are. I mean, playing them in D5.
They're bananas.
Athletes,
good, so.
For sure.
Shout out to them. And then Coochie Monsters 30, Balls Deep 18. Balls Deep not having the best go of at it in D4, but the Coochie Monsters are.
I feel like they're close to figuring it out.
They're looking pretty good. Oh, that's what it was. They're like mostly the former Untouchables.
Yes.
So like. They were running around. That's what it was. I couldn't remember the team name.
Okay,
we were talking off air.
Sense.
There are a lot of untouchables, and they were like in D2 and really good. Now that maybe they dropped because A, they hadn't been here for a couple weeks. Or
yeah, they also
weeks,
they don't have like their quarterback. It's like a different.
Well, their quarterbacks
entirely.
Were Buddy and then Burr. So like,
yeah.
Big difference.
So, yeah. So now this guy is brand new.
You think
this
it's just a name change?
His
maybe
Andrew. Or something. He's new to the league.
Okay, so either way, he's doing A-okay because they put up 30 on Balls Deep. So shout out to them.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Heard something about how somebody goes, oh yeah, you just gotta rattle that quarterback. And I was like, did you make fun of his bucket hats? And they were like, he just, you know, once he had like a bad, you know, play or two. And I was like, don't be talking about the gym class hero like that. Because I was like, I have never seen him rattled. I think they're figuring it out. Just being
enough. So, Sticky Bandits 40, Mavericks 38. Mavericks lose, but JT, you watched this game. From what I heard, they were down like 26-0 or something at half, and they made a pretty cool comeback.
Dude, I've become close to Jordan, played some softball with him and stuff, and they went down 26-0, but they got through a pick or something. Jordan, and this is what we talked about earlier, right? It's like building your team as a family. Mm-hmm. Not one Maverick said a negative thing to him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, your team goes down, they walk up to him, they're literally physically grabbing his head and pushing it up. They're talking to him in private. You know, just tell him, just, who fucking cares? It's football. Let's go. Let's keep playing.
Was it his player? Or was he just pretending?
What was that?
Was it because he was playing poorly, or is he just doing we're down, it's flows, my fault
like,
thing?
It can always be both, right? Like, Sticky's a great defense. They've always been. Andrew Keats, like, runs the defense, and they kind of, Quentin in the back end is tall. It's hard to throw over Quentin, right? It's just, it ebbs and flows of both. I wouldn't say necessarily just him. It's just a good defense that he's playing against. But just the fact that, literally, Manny, I think, was one of the people that came up to him, went and talked to him, and immediately got a pick for him right after, and that's how it's kind of sparked the whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's family, right? That's football. That's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And it made a crazy comeback. Jordan was balling. Jordan came off to the side after. He took some of my pretzels and Cheez-Its because he was hungry, I guess. But maybe that was why. Actually, that's why, Jordan.
Like Mike's secret, if you listen stuff to this, Space Jam.
The Cheez-Its I gave you are the reason why you started to play well. No, I'm just kidding. But he started lighting up. I mean, all over the field. He was seeing everything perfectly. It was a really good game.
Did they take the lead?
I don't think they took the lead. I'm pretty sure. I wasn't tracking the score that close, but I do know they almost tied it, though.
Right.
They had a two-point attempt to try to tie it. So it was a great game. Mavericks showed up at the end, for sure.
Right. So shout out to Mavericks, because we'll talk about the other D1 teams, but it seems like most of them are looking kind of good. And D1 might be better than it's been in a while.
Yeah, for sure.
The last game, Intentional Clowning, 23, Sticky Laces, 22. Doreen, you said you saw the end of the game?
Yeah, caught the end. It looked like, you know, it was one of those where I thought it was a blowout because of the way that the players were.
The body language?
Yeah, they were just sort of lollygagging. And I asked, you know, and said something like, did you guys just blow them out or whatever? And they're like, it kind of seems like it's in the bag. But Kyle ended up putting together a last run on offense and scored to come up to that, and I don't know if they just ran out of time or what happened, but
did they go for two and try to win it or something?
I don't know because
Kyle, he came to the bar afterwards. I was already there.
Yeah.
And he was like, we lost by a point again. He's like, we were down, we came back, and we didn't get the conversion to go ahead. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. But either way, like, that's 2 1-point losses. I mean,
they're a crafty team. He's
smart. He's smart. He gets the ball where it needs to be. Like,
he's like one or two athletes away, like, from being a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, by that logic, everybody is.
And this is
true.
Sticky Laces,
yeah.
Well, you know, they got the one cat Joe with the green cleats.
Okay.
And,
green cleats Joe.
Remember, I remember talking about green cleats in the past, but I got his name now. It's
crazy
Joe.
Green cleats.
They are crazy. They're lime green, just like the guacamole.
that guacamole was not lime green, bud.
That mild-ass guacamole.
It was lime.
Now, that's how
I
know you're
lime
not
is,
Puerto
man.
Rican,
maybe,
by the way.
Lime is
maybe
much
lime
worse. maybe your rose-colored glasses got it twisted for you.
It's a low light in here, dude. We're in TE majors. You know what I mean?
That's true. Past 40, I keep the lighting low. There's a reason for that.
Well, actually, Tim does for you.
This is a mood.
Setting the
mood.
Yeah, long story short, they got that dude, but, like, sometimes he'd be on the sidelines and shit. I'm like, why? You know what I mean? Or, like, just whatever. But I think they're just having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like that team. They're a good squad.
I've watched them a couple times. They're fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun to play against. I mean, we did that with Pitterade back in D6. We've had some pretty good games with them.
Yeah.
11 o'clock.
Jabronis, 41. D-Gen X, 14. Ish, 50.
Just saying
all that shit. They're Ilfish. 50. Wanderers, 20. Coochie Monsters, 48. Flying Balls, 32. TMA, 28. Select, 27.
Yeah. Jabronis, 41. Degeneration, XYZ, 14. This might have been the concern for the D3 coming up to D2, because the D2 top teams are pretty fucking legit, and the Jabronis are pretty legit. They'd be awesome to see in D1, I'm not going to lie. But, I don't know what went there. If something just didn't go their way, Keller style, or it was just the Jabronis just ran all over them. Who knows? But not the best output for DXY.
Their quarterback is also Joe.
Yeah.
Jabronis.
Joe Miano.
Joe Miano. Yeah, he's a good quarterback.
I subbed with them two, one, what do we call it? First week we played. And just that, I mean, Charles, I know Charles, obviously, you know, Richard and Charles are dating, but There's freak athletes, man. Like Ray. I mean, there's a play I like was on the person, and I kind of gave up because I thought it was going out of bounds. And Ray just comes up with one hand and snatches it for an interception. And I'm like, well, fuck.
I'm pretty good at defense.
He could have just killed me. I think like, he could have. He's just. I agree with the D1 statement. If they can find a way to win D2, they make some noise in D1 for sure.
Those two players that we talked about, Charles and Ray, they should be in D1. 100%. Fucking good.
I think they're kind of, you know, sticking with the team that they're with, right? They don't want to try to do the switching and all the stacking and all the stuff D1 tries to do, right?
I'm sure that they've had offers in the offseason.
I've heard it specifically myself, yes. So
who's trying to snipe them?
Bobby.
I know. Sure. That's all I wanted to hear. Just say it.
So I don't know about Ray. I don't know if Bobby knows who Ray is, but Charles played with Bobby over the winter. So game on winter, I'm going to give a little context behind this. So I played a game on winter D1. I played in the summer D1, won with Frank at quarterback, actually, with Vico. We won the championship in the summer. But for winter D1, obviously, I think Froll does the Saturday league in the winter. Is that sound right?
We were going to until it fell apart.
So, and all the fucking D1 topper teams came to D1 game on. I saw the schedule. I'm like, well, fuck. Why am I in this division? I don't want to be here. So that's how Charles ended up with Eyes on Top for the winter. But, Charles stayed with the team, and they're great. They're going to win D2, in my opinion, but.
I love it.
You want to play for a quarterback like Joe, too.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's the one that reached out to me.
He's one of the nicest dudes ever.
Yeah, he's real nice. So.
Yeah, always, you know, make a mistake, it's on me, even if it's not on him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
he's not always, a dickhead to the rest internally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree.
Doreen, TMA 28, select 27.
Yeah.
Much better than it was last week for you.
I know. It was game of the week.
Was it?
Ooh. Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah, it was a really good game. There was, like, we got the ball first, TMA, and marched it down. We scored on, like, the fifth or sixth play, and then they came down. We got a stop, so we were like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to roll them. And then we go, and then we start coming down, and then they stopped us, and then they scored. And, you know, before you knew it, it was kind of like back and forth, and then they got ahead of us a bit. I'm not good at remembering. I was so bad at forgetting the score. I'll tell you what happens at the end.
This is why you used to take notes, by the way.
I know, right? But I'm not taking notes while I'm in the middle of playing. Like,
throw.
Thanks. So we were down by, I don't know, but we kind of needed, like, either a touchdown or at least don't give them the ball at, like, the 20-yard line. So. Right. We threw it on six down from more than midfield. I'm like yelling at Ryan because he loves to just, you know, rocket it down the field. So I ran up the middle and I was like, just get yards, you know. And he like whips it at me. It's like a freaking 40-yard ball. Catch it. And everybody's celebrating. I was like, me, I'm just going, like, I'm just happy we got it all the way down here on, like, the 5-yard line. They're celebrating because I was in the fucking end zone. Like, I didn't even know.
That's amazing.
I was like, what? I, like, looked down. I see my foot's in the end zone. I was like, what the hell?
It's by my cousin.
I was like, that's fun. Nice. So
That's fun.
Look at this. So, yeah. I think we might have gone ahead then, or we got within a point or two. It was like it made it, you know, closer. It was definitely what we needed. And then, you know, again, the second half is like a lot of back and forth, and then it was like a minute and a half left in the game. And you know, I love Sin and Daddy Harzy, but those little fuckers, they've got like this play where they, like, you know, what do you call it? Hand it off, and you think one of them's going to run, and then they
back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, and then Sin just runs up the sideline on you, and all that youth. And so, yeah, they marched it down, and then they scored. And so my dumb ass is like a minute and a half left in the game.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, let's call it, you know. And they're like, in the huddle, like, what are you talking about? And I was like, what? It's like 12 points. I'm not going to get hurt on the last minute and a half of the game. It's stupid. Yeah. And they're like, no, it's 9, you idiot. I was like, oh, shit.
That 14 font is bleeding into all the
area. Bad. So we ended up going down there. We just, like, you know, marched it down and got to right at the end. And Val scored the girl touchdown that we needed. And then, and then I just loved it because Ryan's like, fuck it, go for two. Go for the win, which is...
What you do
that shit.
And
all day,
he got Larry in the middle for the game-winning conversion.
Larry Legend.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun, and I usually have a really hard time talking about myself on these things. I like to always like give everybody else their flowers. Sure. But I did tell Sin, I was like, I am going to be talking about how I lit your ass up this entire. I was catching everything, and at one point I heard Sin in the background just cover Doreen. Yeah, they were yelling at me like, cut it out. I was like, sorry, because then I play with them at 3 on practice squad.
Tell them. Let them know.
I know. But mm-hmm. it was a fun game, though. I almost felt bad because it was like, I thought we were done.
There you go.
Kuji Monsters 48, Flying Balls 32. Kuji Monsters continue to win. I don't know if this makes them 3-0. I don't think that... I know they won last week. I don't know if they had a doubleheader or anything. But
they went from untouchable balls to Kuji Monsters.
Yes, Tino. Yes.
Thank Power you. Of the pussy.
I was getting balls deep in the flying balls team. Like,
yep,
too many balls.
The coochie's just beating all the balls down.
It's good to bring some cooch in the mix. You know what I mean? A little balance.
Easy peasy. But, so they beat the flying balls, who I think they're also having a little bit of trouble in adjusting to jumping up two divisions because they were killing D6 in the fall, and now they're in D4, and I think they're 0-2. So, Doreen, did you say you talked to somebody from the flying balls?
Yeah. But I talked to him before this game, though. But he did make a comment that, like, that they're, you know, figuring it out, that it feels closer than what it is, and, you know.
Well, remember when they were here and they said they didn't call plays?
Yeah. I made that joke to him as he walked away. I go, I hope you guys started to learn how to call plays.
I think that's probably it. Yeah.
That's true. And then, whatever, the Ish 50, Wanderers 20, they were just kind of... doing whatever they wanted to do against the Wanderers, unfortunately.
Well, I think the Wanderers also had... Sal got hurt.
Sal kind of tweaked his groin at some point.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then there was, I think, one other person that ended up leaving hurt, too. So.
Well, that's in the next hour. We'll get to that. Oh, but, okay. I don't know. Wanderers aren't exactly the Wanderers. I mean, they're missing, like we said, a bunch of their players who, I guess, are just taking the session off. I don't think they've all super retired. They just couldn't do it this time around. Yeah. So it's kind of going to be tough sledding for them a little bit. They went, like I said, they lost 30 points here to Ish, so not great. What else? Oh, let's just go to 12 o'clock.
Sorry, I was just reading an update from Adam Schefter.
Oh, yeah?
Buffalo will open its new stadium on Thursday Night Football in week 2 when the Bills host the Lions.
Ooh.
So does that mean our season opener is going to be on the road then?
Well, yeah, that's how else could that work out? Yeah.
No, well,
how could we have our home opener after we play the game?
Asking. Thursday night. I'm already going, shit, I gotta get a sitter. All right, where are we?
Thursday night against the Lions. That's super fun.
That's gonna be a good game.
It's kind of weird that it's not against a divisional team. Or like,
yeah, I thought for sure they'd put it up against the Patriots.
I feel the Lions are the Bills of the NFC, so it's kind of like definitely they're playing themselves.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Tino. I love it. 12 o'clock.
Bitch. All right. Bullet Club 35, Wanderers 14, Bridget and Quidditch 34, Let's Get Wrecked 19, Not So Sticky 31, Show Me Your TDs 6, Sticky Laces 21, Irish Giants 6.
All right. Not So Sticky 31, Show Me Your TDs 6. Hey, a team named Show Me Your TDs finally scored a touchdown. So that's exciting for them. I don't know what else to say about that. Shout out Not So Sticky for getting the win there. Tino, did you get an update on your Irish Giants team games?
Yeah, you know what's funny is, so at 12 o'clock, we had like a full squad. And then at 3 o'clock, or 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock we didn't have enough guys. Like, we're going to have to play more women. And we lost at 12 and won at 2.
Well, yeah, we're not at 2 o'clock yet, buddy. So why don't you tell me about 12 o'clock?
That's my only update.
Okay, cool. Great update. So Sticky Laces kind of just... they were already kind of warmed up, I guess, so maybe that's part of it. But we were just talking about how good they were, so...
Yeah, they had. Maybe they were warmed up. Maybe Joe played more. I don't know. Who knows?
There you go. Whatever. I'll get it mine out of the way. Bullet Club 35, Wanderers 14. This is where the other injury
Let me just shout out my man Anthony on Sticky Laces, because Anthony is actually a baller.
Okay.
He makes some great plays. Like, when we played them... last week, like, he had a pick one, you know what I mean? But that one almost cost us the game, you know what I mean? So, yeah, they're only a couple guys away.
Okay.
You're only a couple guys away. But like I said, Bullet Club 35, Wanderers 14. We called this game early because Wanderers were only playing with two females, and one of them kind of hurt her ankle. She's okay, I guess. Like, it wasn't anything horrible other than she might have just turned it. But at the time, it was like I said, we were already up by a bunch, and we were in the second half, and there was no reason to really continue because Sal had already kind of hurt his groin, so he was throwing sometimes, and they were doing some ridiculous shit. But
I saw some of that, actually.
Yeah, we were just having a good time. It was one of those games where it was like, oh, we just kind of score at will now, and then... Yeah. It's like, yeah. It sucks because the Wanderers game is always like a game that we circle on our
schedule. That's your rival.
Yeah, I mean, they basically were for the longest time. And, you know, they're just going through it this time around, and that's fine. I mean, it happens in, for any team that's been around for a decade at this point, you're going to have the ebbs and flows of, oh, this many people can't play this year, so we got to find fill-ins, and then you know, people come back or they become part of the squad. So.
Right.
It wasn't exactly the best entry in our historic rivalry, but it's always just fun playing them still. But you don't like to see anybody get hurt, of course.
No doubt.
So that's pretty much that. And then BQI 34, let's get wrecked 19. You put up 34 points again, but this time you actually allowed points. So.
Yeah, the defense is struck now. I mean, it was a good game. I think they had a couple guys out too, injury, same thing. I think Recchio was actually broke his ribs or something.
He broke his ribs last week.
Yeah.
He actually broke his ribs, or is he saying he broke his ribs?
Oh, that is confirmed broken. Yeah. Because I cut his hair, and he told me it was bothering him, so that he broke it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That stinks.
Yeah,
you're going to be fucked up for months. Well, Tim broke his ribs back in March.
Ugh, that's tough.
Snowboarding, and he's still
for a while.
Is
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And it's honestly, you know, speaking of like circling on the schedule, like I knew that Ricky was putting a good team together, and we had that. You guys are one too, Volkov, of course, it's circled on the schedule. So I was looking forward to playing the full squad, but they had some girls out and stuff like that. We were actually down 13-8 at the half. Bridget threw a couple picks. Seth made some phenomenal plays from the backfield to come up and pick up a couple balls. Credit to him. And then we just kind of locked in at that point and said, hey, let's just take it easy, do the small stuff, the little stuff. So trying to throw it deep every time. And Bridget, she'll do that, right? She'll kind of reset and do what she needs to do. The defense was great. We were rushing a guy because their quarterback, Seth, is their quarterback, super mobile, right? So just kind of want to get a guy in there to kind of
That's what we were doing. Got some last
week. Yeah, you kind of have to, right? I mean, it's like the Buddy Lees of the world. If you're not rushing a guy, you're probably in trouble, unless the girl's an elite rusher, right?
Right. Well, we've been rushing Aaron, too, and he's, like, super tall.
Tall's good, too.
Like, he's huge, and he's coming in like these fucking defensive linemen in the NFL now. And he's like, you know what's great? Rushing. I love this. And he's got that wingspan. He's like, was mad because in the Wanderers game, he, like, tipped a ball, and he's like, I still... You know, I did my job. He's like, but sometimes I just like smacking the ball to the earth. It is kind of sweet when you do that.
You get a little bat down. Yeah, my younger brother's been mainly the Russian. We'll mix in some things when it gets hotter and one person can rush all day, right? But it was a good game. If Let's Go Wreck is fully healthy, which hopefully they are, I think it'll be competitive anytime we play them. So that's all that we got.
Yay. All right, 1 o'clock. Let's do this.
Let's see. The Maloney's 43, Free Ballers 37. Not So Sticky 34, Powerpuff Girls 34, Call the Doctor 37, Pit Parade 8, Raw Milkers 26, Select 23.
Raw Milkers come out, get a win over Select, who were obviously tired out from Doreen dusting them. So shout out to the Raw Milkers for that. Not So Sticky 34, Powerpuff Girls 34, that's kind of fun. Shout out to Not So Sticky for keeping pace and getting the tie, because I'm sure after last week, I think they didn't play too well, and now all of a sudden they're tying the Powerpuff Girls. Granted, they're not, you know, the Powerpuff Girls of last season, but they're still really fucking good.
They got some great players, too.
Yeah, it's disgusting. They're great players, and it's like, what, they're backups, technically?
I know.
Like, if you think about it, it's weird to say because, again, their backups are better than most teams' starters, but it's fine.
For sure.
And then, well, Call the Doctor 37, Pitter 88, not great. A rough day at the office for Team Pitterade. Shout out to Call the Doctor. They played a pretty clean game.
Who's Call the Doctor?
So it's it's, oh man, what the hell? Eichhoff, it's Dave Eichhoff and newer players. Some people are playing like their first games and stuff.
Yes.
But there was like Tall Jeff, who used to play on Scared Hitless. He was on the team. I know he's the only one I really remember. But they're not like a bad team. They kind of know what they're doing, obviously. It just came down to they were pretty good and we weren't. We had a lot of plays where we had people open who, I mean, Jeff Easton's throwing, he's throwing the ball fucking hard and he's hitting people in the hands, and apparently that's the thing to not do because people were dropping sure touchdowns and shit like that.
Oh,
and
no.
It was one of those ones where everything wasn't, one little thing didn't go our way and then another thing didn't go our way, and it was just like frustrating.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? That shit happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just the way that a season unfolds. But the Malone's 43, Freeball is 37.
Saying it wrong.
No, I'm saying it right. You're saying it wrong.
Maloney's.
They're full of Maloney's. But
they're going to be the Maloney's until I can get one of them on this podcast, these motherfuckers.
Mm. Remember, we've had Race on this.
No, we haven't. We tried to.
We have before you were back.
Oh.
We had Race on a long time ago when they first showed
Doesn't
up.
Doesn't count.
Okay. Well, now that I know the rules, thank you.
He ditched me. Two of their other players.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that they all ditched you. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I don't
forget. They're always on the Facebook post.
I don't forget when I'm wrong.
Malone's never die, right? Is that the thing that they say?
Versus everybody.
Versus everybody.
But yeah, no, they played the Free Ballers and had a hell of a game. They played this game with three girls playing the whole time.
Yeah, so I watched, I would say most of it, if not all of it.
Who had the three girls?
Malone's,
yeah. So they had three girls. I think Free Ballers were missing some people. Some guy thought the game was at two and not one, that kind of thing.
Ricky plays for Free Ballers?
That's funny. So they did actually have a guy that got hurt, and that's why the three girls had to play during the game. So I'm not sure.
Yeah,
what
but their
the
girls are so great.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah,
I mean, that's and it, how many times talk about in college, right? You have great girls, you have the best chance, arguably the best chance to win your division.
No
right?
doubt.
And that they have that. Like their girls are great. Their guys are great.
It's funny too because they're smaller, so you think they're you know going to be like not. I don't even want to say slow like. They're just smaller, so yeah. You're like, oh, they, you
they're
know.
Maybe a little less physical, maybe, but like they're physical,
they're
aggressive, shifty,
they're shifty. Great hands.
They're South Buffalo.
They're normal so receivers, in a sense, quote unquote.
What are you trying to
like
say there?
I'm just.
You got a problem with South Buffalo, bro?
I don't have a problem with South Buffalo. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Eat your guacamole.
You know me. Come on now. I ain't got to say. You just say South Buffalo. You already know.
Was that who I was talking about? Was I talking about that with you with the 9/11 wings?
Yeah, probably. That sounds like me. Best wings you could get.
Between talking about that and wing nuts.
Fuck
chicken
wing
nuts.
9/11's way better. He knows. You just went. I saw it on Facebook.
9/11 was elite.
Oh,
I do. I do think Adolph's is number one still, though.
Yeah, well, you make mistakes though.
Adolph's is very good.
Really good.
We'll see.
This is the same guy who didn't like football for a while.
But
so maybe
so I like NFL, but I did. We got 100 wings though. It's like six of us. All my friends that had.
I saw that picture. I was like, this is fancy.
So it's like I want to judge them off a single order. Like, yeah. Go myself or with one person, even, right? Single order, that's how you test it. Like, 100
like,
wings, you can't.
It's like seven blocks away from my house.
What do you get? What flavor are you getting?
So, they only have medium hot.
You get medium.
9/11.
Medium's the best way.
Medium, I got.
Medium.
Medium
okay.
and hot. So,
okay.
150 hot, 50 medium, we got.
Okay, I got you.
Is it Adolph's that does the Smitty wing? Is that the one?
I don't know 9/11? If it's the Smitty. No, 9/11 only does the medium hot. Yeah.
Who does the Smitty wing?
Smitty, I couldn't.
It sounds familiar.
I thought it was a South.
Is that 33?
No.
I think 33
it's
like 1,000.
It's Adolph's.
Docs. My nuts. Docs.
Yes, you are nuts, but it's Docs.
Sorry.
They have so actually. Adolph's has this like peach, spicy peach wing that is out of this freaking world good.
Spoken like a true game on.
Do I get like a gift card by shouting it out on the podcast?
You're good.
Be sweet should all go out
right?
For wings.
Oh, yeah, the game. How'd the game go?
Sorry.
Oh, rest of the game.
Do you know
what
other
good.
Wing I really like? No, I'm kidding.
No, that's okay. We can talk about that for the game was good. I mean, the girls, like you said, they're very good. You can, even on defense, you can rush a girl and then have two girls play a girl each. So you're kind of even in that sense, right?
Yeah,
so
you're right.
With three girls. So, it was a good game. Buddy Lee's scrambles like his ass off, but the girls are also able to rush him because they're great girls, right? So it was a good game. It was a good game.
So back and forth or like?
I think Malone's kind of took a lead early, pretty good lead. The guy went down, hurt him a little bit, obviously. And then the Free Ballers just started lighting up, but just going to get it at the end there. So good game though. Free Ballers are good.
For sure. Yeah, much better off with Buddy. But proud of him for actually showing up too and not going to play in the minors.
Oh, the game on the minors.
I
will say the biggest thing for Free, again, Matt Kidd being on the team, Scott captain, right? But Free Ballers always had an attendance issue, as you guys know.
Yeah.
It would be like Breakfast Club subs. And
well, they
Matt
always had
Kidd
a quarterback issue.
Quarterback? Well, they had the quarterback would show up. Like Jordan Lawson when he played.
Well,
he
yeah, but I mean,
game.
It took like forever. And then it's like only one season because then all of a sudden Mavericks pull up. So it's
right. But they're having people show up. They have a really good squad. You know, buddy of mine, Shakira, that played in the summer with us, is on the team. He's great, too. So, Free Ballers, they're coming. They're coming.
Good. Make D1 better. I love it.
Yeah.
2:00.
Puckett, 46. Powerpuff Girls, 0. Mike's Ooh. Detailing, 44. Tater Tots, 35. Blue Ballers, 51. Sausage McMuffins, 30. Irish Giants 44, Raw Milkers 12.
As Tino said earlier, Irish Giants had less people but had a better result. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Go squad.
So they just kind of walked over the Raw Milkers. Blue Ballers put up a bunch of points, as they are wont to do, against the McMuffins. And Puckett, 46, Powerpuff Girls, 0. That's kind of ridiculous. To shut out the Powerpuff Girls, I feel like that's insane. Unless, like, all of them decided not to play. I have no fucking clue how this happened.
Maybe more of them got pregnant.
Probably, yeah, in between games. That might track.
That's happened before.
Yeah, you're not kidding. In the side room. But she knows. But, yeah, for the only game that wasn't a total blowout, Mike's detailing 44, Tater Tots 35. JT, you are on the Tater Tots, correct?
I am on the Tater Tots. I am Dylan Jaloza's temporary replacement until he comes back from leave. So it was a good game. I'll just be blunt, they have a guy on that team who is, I honestly think he's like a D1 level player. He is phenomenal. I think he's just new to the league, never played before. And that's fine. I'm not arguing against it, right? But he was lighting us up. He was fast as shit. Nobody could keep up. A little bit of having a double team when needed, right? Because he was very good.
He just got to step on his foot on accident.
There's that. but we, you know, we kind of kept up with them. I think we had a pick early. It was a weird play. I think the ball kind of slipped out of B's hand into the defender's hands. But we kind of scored a lot, right? Like 35. I'll take 35.
Like you did poor.
But they're lining up. That quarterback from Mike's detail, I'm pretty sure he used to...
Alfonso? He used to throw in D1.
He's a very good quarterback. Very, and mentally, right? And obviously his arm as well. Gave him credit. And I will say they're a great team. I don't know how long they've been together as Mike's detailing or in general, but you can tell they're super close and they know what they're doing, when and where to be. So it was a good game, but...
Nothing to really hang your head at other than
if you score one more, we probably tie it, right? That's about it. So
is Donnie back on the Tots?
Donnie is back. He actually shout out to Donnie. He made a crazy catch on the right sideline. It was like a stop go, and he dove and like almost one handed catch it. It was like David Tyree in the Super Bowl.
Really?
Ooh.
Insane.
Catch. Okay, Donnie.
And Donnie doesn't like to play offense.
Donnie Tyree.
Donnie Tyree. Like he tells. Even when we played on the Grit Race together, he's like, I don't really like play offense. I'm like, you probably fucking should, dude. You're doing that shit. Fuck that shit.
Live, you losers.
But B, you know, I love playing with B. I've known him since I joined Breakfast Club for the first time. So
fantastic. Where are we at? Boom, 3 o'clock. Let's finish it up.
Free Ballers 42, What a Dump 16, Cunning Stunts 53, Two Tutties 38. Gray Hair Don't Care 35, Practice Squad 29, Wet Bandits 26, Birds of War 22.
Nice. So Wet Bandits 26, Birds of War 22, a battle of two teams that are new to the league. And obviously they both won last week, and now Wet Bandits takes a close one, so seems like...
What division is that?
Five.
Okay.
Five. So shout out to them. It seems like they played a clean game. And
do the Wet Bandits have any lineage from the Sticky...
No.
Totally non-related.
No, because that was one of the other things was like, because Jeff told me that the Show Me Your TDs has nothing to do with that team that bailed and thought they could go to D2 immediately and got fucking murdered, the worst team in TSL history. He was like, also, the Wet Bandits have nothing to do with either the Sticky Bandits or, because the Legends named their team Wet Bandits the season after Sticky beat them in the finals. Oh, back really? When the Legends were changing their name to like, whoever beat them, so they were like eyes up down or uptown.
Oh, that's so whack. Just take
that.
Have
you met the Legends? You new here? But either way.
Like if you won and did it, like that's kind of ill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you steal their powers or something?
Yeah, right? Whatever.
Who the fuck cares? It's funny. But either way, they're not the same. They're not the same team at all. They're just new peeps.
They're also just
out there balling out.
They have an affinity for Home Alone.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
Mm hmm. Oh, of course. Yeah. You know what my dad has a lot of cousins, and his cousin.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's Puerto Rican?
Yeah, that's crazy.
His cousin Donnie, her ex husband Joe, Joe is the name of the day. Joe's a funny dude, man. Joe looks just like Marv from Home Alone, just
Daniel
without
Stern.
Without all the hair, bro. He's, yeah. Like, it's Daniel Stern's like the Jewish Joe, bro. It's
where did this conversation
go? We can never
do
podcast without Tina.
A whole other place.
Tina, don't ever change. Please, God. Let's see here. Gray hair, don't care, 35. Practice squad, 29. Close game, Doreen.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was kind of one of those, you know, went back and forth things. And, you know, it honestly felt like we were going to kind of come out with it because we, you know, I don't even remember if we had like a commanding lead at any point, but it just, you know, and sometimes you just have a vibe of like, you've got this game under wraps because it felt like it.
Yeah.
It was just, we were kind of firing. We were doing well. Everybody was catching.
Were you guys a little shorthanded too? I think Misty mentioned something.
Yeah, there was, I think, well, yeah, the one guy's hurt,
okay.
Right? And then they're like normal guy, Renee's brother, like retired. So we were kind of making a comment over a text at one point that like, you know, he's learning new people, new routes, and you know where they can be, and you know, for as well as I did against Select, catching every single ball that was thrown to me, I did this awesome out and up on the sidelines, and B got it right to me, and I freaking dropped it. And Renee goes, "Why did you switch your hands at the last second?" I was like, "I didn't even know I did that." But to be fair, my game was at 11, and this game was at 3.
Sitting.
What do you think I did for?
Yes. Ran wind sprints on the sidelines for 3 hours.
Sure, that's exactly it.
This is why you gotta go to Bobby. Tired.
Yeah.
In between the game.
Yeah. And he doesn't drink. So
there you go.
He's a better influence than TMA is.
The
so.
TMA.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
No. Nah. I caught the other ones, but Renee's, she's tough. She was really funny. She was like, "If I see that you're too drunk and you drop a ball out there, she's like, I'm pulling you." I was like, okay, I gotta catch it. But yeah, no, I don't. And then we sacked Eichel twice. Ashen got in there on him a couple times, and she got one sack. I got the other. I felt so bad for whoever that ref was because I turned around and I'm like screaming, and they're all still playing, but like, you know, B's
blow
like
the whistle.
Yeah, B goes, she called it, like yelling at me to shut up, and I was like, I'm
Doreen,
sorry,
shut the fuck up.
They were all still playing, and I just
wanted my sip.
I was so proud.
Good work, you.
I'm having a good day. But yeah, it was close. I think just need one more.
Get a lot of football up. Cunning Suns 53, 2 tutties, 38. The tutties lose to a Jenner team yet again, but...
Well, there was some...
But wait, there's more.
So I was on the field next to them, and they had a little issue with the ref. Who seemed to make calls from the other side of the field that really kind of changed a little bit of the trajectory of one or two of the drives, and that's kind of all that you need sometimes. But you never want to, like, make it the ref's fault or anything, but I think it felt like they kind of kept getting boned on some calls, so they already...
Just getting furious.
Because at one point, I kind of was like, hey, you know, because I feel bad when the refs start getting, like, torn apart.
Don't tear apart the refs.
Yeah, so I was like, hey. And I mean, they weren't bad. Like, we've seen people go nuts on refs, but was just kind of making some comments, and
people wonder why by week 7 Garrett's begging for people to referee.
Yeah, because people are already sick of it. And
or they already
off.
Got their 4 games in and they don't care anymore.
Right.
Which is part of it, too, of course. And then last but not least, the Free Ballers bounce back, get a 42-16 win over What a Dump, who's having a dump of a season, it seems. JD, you watched part of it, all of it, whatever. Tell me what you saw, bro.
I watched almost all of it. I will say, I think there's a question actually first. Do they have this amount of wins they've ever had in D1 this season already?
Did they set a rule of what, 2?
I'm not even trying to be sarcastic.
That's a cruel question.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But
you have
to
figure that out. But
I guarantee they haven't had 3, so
yeah,
I can't guarantee it. Well, but it doesn't sound right.
They're getting close, but great game. I mean, I shout out a play and I'll shout out the game itself, but there's a guy on their team named Julius. He's like 37, but one of the fastest people I've ever seen in my entire life. And he caught a ball 5 yards and literally ran through the entire defense for a touchdown. Everybody whiffed trying to touch him. Like, completely missed him. And I'm like, I wish I was half that fast. Like, I'll take it.
Yeah, you're just half tall.
I think I saw that and I was getting nervous that they were going to call him down because it looked like he should have been
tagged.
Like,
even the guy that could have argued that he tagged him, he looked right at the ref and he was like,
I did not.
He just knew right away.
I love when people admit that.
Yeah, I mean, like, no. At the end of the day, when you see a guy move that fast, it's like, come on, what are you doing? But the game was great. Like I said, Buddy, I think he got a little more comfortable compared to last game with the receivers and what they want and don't want and kind of back and forth. They have a lot of people, though. So, like, they'll have to worry. Wow. I mean, at times they could have up to 9 people, 10 people playing. Guys playing it. And then, obviously, their girls, 3 or 4 girls. So they'll have to figure out, you know, splitting up snaps rotation. And keep people happy and getting consistency. But better than not having people ever show up, which is what we talked about earlier with free balls, right?
Exactly.
You know, rather have one or the other, but... I mean, I played Breakfast Club with Buddy, won a championship with him there. That was against you, actually.
Yeah,
sorry, Joe.
Yeah, it was,
it's fine.
It was you too, right? You played? Yeah, oh, sorry, there. Buddy. Yes. I love Gary, too. I felt bad. Not that bad, though.
You didn't feel that bad.
But, you know, we all know Buddy's great, right? He hustles. He's all over the field.
He's all right.
Fuck him.
Fuck Buddy. No, but they got a chance. I can't say they have a chance. I want to see them against the Eyes and the Legends
of
the world.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
But
same thing with Malone's, you know? Like, they're both looking good.
Yeah.
Let's see when they play. Well,
see where they go.
I thought they played somebody already, but
I think they did play Eyes, didn't they?
I can't remember anymore.
I think they did, but Eyes is missing a lot of people. Like, they got a mess.
Don't make excuses for your friends.
I only have eyes for you.
And with that, with Tino's crooning, that means we're going to our winners and losers. Anybody who's listened to the show knows that this is a segment where we kind of go around the room, give our winners of the week, then we'll hit up the losers of the week, and we'll finish it off with our final thoughts, and we'll let JT get home so he doesn't get in too much trouble. But like I said, you can blame me.
I will.
Doreen.
Hi.
Your winner of the week.
Oh, this one's so easy for me. It's Handsome Harris.
Yes,
on my
Harris.
Team. For number two reason is because he's always with me till 6-7 o'clock at night.
Well, who else is doing that?
Still
this
jokey. Still drinking at the Rose Garden. So I enjoy having a partner in crime there. And the number one reason is because he picked off Langley in Breakfast Club and it cost them the win. And I said I would shout him out on the podcast for that. Because who doesn't love picking off a scumbag? You
know? It's never not funny.
It's amazing.
I love it. Tino, you got to pretend you know what happened. So name a winner. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Sapphire that you saw dancing or whatever.
After all the discussions we've had. I know. I bet you it's the ladies who work the polls.
That's what I was saying. Sweet, sweet Sapphire.
Oh, is that what you said?
You know, no, I ain't giving them winners. Fuck all that bullshit. I'm the winner. I didn't give them any of my money. I just gave it to the bar.
No, but here's my favorite part, though, because you're texting. You're like, I don't give my money to these girls on the pole. And I wrote back at like 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah. And I was like, but what if they're working their way through med school?
See, that's the context you got to think of. Right?
The last time I was at a strip club, I literally walked around at men. I was like, why are you just sitting there? Give them money.
That's what you said. I remember you saying.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, she has a starving child at home, asshole.
I can't. Listen, the difference between a pimp and a trick is a pimp doesn't think with his cock. You dig what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I didn't get that at all.
I can't give
put it in size 18 font. I'll understand it.
I almost gave the one girl some money just to say, this isn't because you're half naked. It's because you're like, I respect your ability.
Yeah.
Your acrobatics. You know what I'm saying? That didn't
I thought
happen.
Maybe you were going to say she was ugly and needed.
No, she was good looking. But, winners, besides the strippers.
Oh, we have fun here.
Man, I shit, cuz I really I don't know. Just, you know what, man? Everybody who's part of this league, you're a winner.
There we go.
Easy, shitty answer.
Hey,
cheap fucking answer.
Go with the weather.
Who said that? No one said that in a while.
Literally all that was last week was like, oh my god, it's great to be back with all our friends.
Yeah, all right, you're right.
Well, shit, I can't say it now.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you.
It's fine, Tino. I just like seeing what you come up with. You're not even there. The fact that you're here just chomping down guacamole.
You know what, the it's funny. I was trying to tell you guys earlier how people think I'm Puerto Rican. I was trying to speak Spanish to me and shit. It's
mm-hmm.
So like the last stripper of the evening.
Wait, hold on a second. So if you're Puerto Rican, people just speak Spanish to you? Is that a thing?
I mean...
Maybe for him.
I think he means like other Hispanic people.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I could see just random people saying things like that in Spanish.
Like
to
if some
non
Hispanic person did that,
a charm
punch
life.
Right in the face. Like, you can't just assume I'm Hispanic.
So like a white guy can go up and start talking Spanish to
you. Yeah, I mean, I guess he could. I mean,
it would go poorly historically.
Yeah.
All right, Tina, you're saying.
Well, I was saying, anyways, no, it's just funny how like every like a lot of places I go, even in this random strip club, I was with my brother's friend. And he got a lap dance from this chick who's from Colombia. So it was just funny. I was talking Spanish with her. It was just funny. Wow. That's, yeah.
Should have gave her a dollar.
Brea. You know what? Brea is my winner.
Winner of the week. Oh. I knew
it. There it goes. We got there, folks. JT, who you got for winner of the week, my guy?
The league as a whole.
Do not name a stripper.
I could. I'm not going to. I'm going to shout out you three. For you girl bringing me
love
on.
Them. People love me.
But also, I mean, in grand scheme, like, who brought me into league, who I met through the league. I mess with my best friends. They're all close to my kids, right? That's, you know, so really the league as a whole is, and the people I've met. You know, you guys are great. I appreciate you guys.
Aww.
Well, thank I always you. Enjoy, you know, like you got your people you go up and say what's up to. I always enjoy saying what's up to you.
Bro. Dude, say it, man. Yeah. Sure. Mine. Absolutely.
I enjoy saying what's up to you, too. You should say it in Spanish next time, though.
Yeah.
What is it? ¿Qué pasa?
Get down.
See what I'm saying? I don't know. Back to me.
JT didn't really like what you said. He kind of went, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know if I was supposed to say.
He's not wrong.
Down with the
he's not wrong. No, you didn't seem like you enjoyed
it. No, I mean, I just.
No sabes.
¿Qué pasó? Maricón, cabrón. That's cuss words.
Carne asado? That's all I'm ready.
Carne. That's a good meal.
Winner of the week. I've heard about how good Nick Voss is at football for a while, but I've never really gotten to know him or see him play because I just haven't. I haven't really been. I don't really watch D1 because, like, fuck him. I just want to infuriate somebody.
Question: is it Kayla's brother?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, like, I know he's very, very good, and he's not even the best player in his family, right? So,
I was like, well,
actually might
related
be true.
To Kayla, yeah, but makes sense.
He's a delight, super nice person. He joined Bullet Club from, because he knows, like, George and everybody and that side of things, and Jordan, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. Like, I'm not going to say no, because as we talked last week on the show, like, all right, Pete's kind of like our dude here. He's going to go play for Sticky and see what he can do in D1. That's fine. But, yeah, he's really good. He had, I'm pretty sure it's a Bullet Club record, 4 interceptions in our 1.5 game that we, or like 3/4 of a game that we played. Wow. He was all over the place, like just making the right plays. I mean, he's so quick as a hiccup, like it's disgusting, yeah. And I hate that because like I'm glad he's on my side at that point.
Yeah.
Honestly, like him doing a super sweet move is what made that girl step and like her ankle dislocate.
Can I add a little context to that and he's always good, but why he was specifically good against the Wanderers and Frank. So one, the D1 game on with Frank, he was on our team. So he knows Frank. Nick Voss is athletic as hell, one of the smartest defenders I've ever played with. Right?
Yeah.
He knows the game like crazy. He knows where you want to go, when you want to go. He probably remembers every single one of Frank's plays, not gonna lie. So that was also helpful too, right? But I agree. I mean, Nick is great. For sure.
There's that, but also the other thing was Sal was quarterbacking sometimes, so he was
that
throwing
will make
it deeper.
A difference.
And it just wasn't getting where it needed.
It's not gonna go.
But
yeah.
No, Nick was awesome, and he's just like nice. He's not even, despite what other people might say, he's not being a dick at all. Like
no,
somebody was like, "Oh, you're being a
dick."
He's
just
he's not being a
reserved.
Dick.
Reserved.
Yeah,
just
fucking,
yeah.
So reserved. He's cool, and he fits right in, and I'm really just glad to have him there and like actually get to see like what he does up close, and it's like fuck.
He's pretty good.
Good work, me. GM of the year is in the bag.
There you go.
I know you guys are busy looking at fucking wildlife outside of the window.
It's a pretty deer.
Oh dear.
Actually, you know what?
Stop fawning all over it.
Oh, you know what? Actually, be really funny right now. I should text him and say release the hound because Pickles will fly back here. She climbs the fence like.
So what the fuck's the point of the well kids
weirdo? Yeah, yeah.
And the children. How dare I forget?
She'll fly right after that thing and try to catch it, even though she's half its half. Please.
They're literally just staring out the window. But guess what? Do your losers of the week.
They're so cute though. Okay, losers of the week. How do I want to say? Okay, so I felt like there were a lot of people on Saturday that left. Like, a lot more than normal.
Really?
Yeah, that left and went to other places that shall remain nameless, you know? So it's like, come on. Like, we're the family here, you know? I don't like people who leave their spouses and teams behind to go sniff around at grass that's greener on the other side, and it's fake because it's turf over there.
Ugh.
She did. So. I remember you texted me, you play a turf over there, right? Like, that's really funny. He's like, I'm setting it up for this thing. I'm like, okay. I was like, why is she asking
me I do
this?
Know that the enemy has a 3-week break, so the bar should be a little lighter.
To be fair, I want to be clear. They're not the enemy. We don't care.
I know.
Well, I know.
Let me just say, every single person that I talk to that's like, oh, I had to go play in game on, I had to do this, they always come back and like, I hate that I have to go do this. I just want to be here. That's all I need.
So why do you sign up? Then.
Because they feel obligated
guilty.
To,
yeah.
And there's other people that aren't coming this way, and they're like, oh, they're our friends too. So like, they're like, please, because we're not gonna have anybody and whatever, and they do it, and they're like,
that's fair.
Like, I'm not gonna call people.
A lot of people do come back to the bar though from it.
They eventually get back, but
it didn't feel like it this week.
No, it was definitely a little less
light
lively.
This week.
It's also slightly it was nicer. This time, but like last week, I don't blame shit.
Oh, I don't.
It was so fucking cold.
Do you think
the logistics of the pit, if you want to call it?
No, the pit's the best. Even though it's fucking a rock filled thing now, I think.
I wonder if it's like just throwing off the vibes a little bit for people. Like it's not as connected as it normally was.
We're not just walking directly across the whatever used to be a volleyball.
Like, stuff like that really matters, right? Like
it's not as aesthetically pleasing.
Who knows? I mean, I was there, huh?
Yeah. Right. Like that's how we, o'clock, that's why so. We're here. So I went, you come here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
I'm still in.
But yeah, no, I get it. But hey, if they have their reasons. I mean, they want to play more football. Fine, whatever. I don't
join
care.
6 teams and ref 17 times. Kidding. Totally kidding, Jeff. Kidding.
Tino, what's your loser of the week, man? He ain't even ready for this. He's fucking slamming more chips down on his belly.
Tino's like me for not giving a dollar to the strippers in medical school.
No, I can't give my money to a hoe, man.
Oh my God.
That could be a hoe who could become a nurse and save your life, or a doctor who could save your life. You don't know.
Like I said, you know what? I almost had more respect for the strippers because I was in the mall the next day and I'm just watching people and shit.
I'm looking at
some of these chicks, man, and I'm like, you know what? Some of you fucking move just like strippers, except the only thing is that you won't get on a pole and a thong. You know what I'm saying? Oh. And it's like, you know what I mean? Because they be playing cats. You know what
talents.
I mean? They play the same. You know what I mean? Hoes are my losers, man.
I mean, kind of the same.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Oh, my. JT, you got any losers of the week?
Not really. Do I need to have one technically?
No, you don't have to have one.
Can I add another winner? Actually, I forgot to.
Yeah, go for it.
Why do we gotta invite Pollyannas here that are gonna say all this nice
shit? How dare you? So nice to everybody.
All this positive nice shit.
You have to get me one after I lose a game. Then I'm pissed. I do want to shout out Bobby. He wasn't supposed to play Saturday. His father was in the hospital.
Major heart
issues. I don't know how much I really want to tell. It's his business, right? But wasn't going to come. Called me. His dad was going through some stuff at the hospital. He was like, hey, he said I can come over and play if that's okay. I said, of course. So he came. He was a good teammate. So shout out to his dad.
That's cool.
Hopefully everything works out for him.
That's cool, Bobby.
He just wanted to be there.
Well, you know what? I would imagine Bobby, even though that sucks, you know, your father being in the hospital or whatever, I would imagine like part of them, like you want to play, you know what I mean?
You need to get away. When you have somebody who is unhealthy in your family and it weighs on you hardcore. Yeah. So like you need those breaks, and
that's one of the beauties of this league is that it just gives us life outside of our other shit. You know, it's just more life.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know what
for
I mean?
Sure. Absolutely.
So it keeps his heart beating.
Shout out there. It's the other family. So
it's the other family, no doubt.
You know, having a tough time with one family, it's kind of nice to go to the other one then.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully the first one's being taken care of by some lovely ladies that worked their way through med school.
See, Tino?
Yeah. They're not all nurses.
I'm just saying.
Because ain't none of them broads in that bar.
Tino, I swear to God, if any other man said broads to me,
you'd be furious. You love it, Tino.
It's so cute. It's like, it's my
cause. This one chick, man, she come up to me, man. She told me her name is Soul. Yeah, okay, hon.
Okay, honey.
She was fine. I mean, Soul was fine. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? And she was Asian, and I'm talking to her, and I'm like, yo, where are you? You know, she's like, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from Buffalo, New York. Do you know of this place? And she goes, yes, my uncle lives there. I'm like, no shit. And I'm like, where are you from? She's like, I'm from Thailand. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, I got a buddy that goes there a lot. I'm like, I might go. You know, whatever. She goes, I could take you to Thailand tonight. And I'm like,
were you sure she was a lady?
Ah, Doreen B. Ah!
She could have been a lady boy.
Well, I told her I was tapped out.
So. Yeah, I was tapped out. Okay.
Hoes are the losers of the week.
Hoes are the losers. Yeah. She ain't no nurse fucking soul.
Hey, stop it.
Black ass bitch. Take me to Thailand. Yeah, okay.
Other my losers of the week. I don't have anybody specifically for anything like that. I'm kind of going to call out some teams that are getting smoked and they shouldn't be. Like Powerpuff Girls getting shut out. What the fuck? Who else? There's somebody else here who's been not playing very well. What a Dump's been getting beat up on.
He's downtown too, man.
Yeah, but, you know, they didn't. If they had lost again this week or something, maybe. But, like, that's right fair. Now, what are you going to do? But other than that, I don't really have anything else to say. Nothing. See, that's the thing. Right now, everybody's just happy playing football, so, like, nobody's being dastardly enough to, like, be like, oh, that's the guy who's throwing a haymaker at somebody or something.
It's
so.
Coming.
Oh, yeah, no, it always
especially
does.
When that heat there. Comes.
Oh,
fucking 40-degree days.
See, he knows.
Crazy.
All right, final thoughts, which, again, can be anything about you want about the league or what's going on. And
bloom, bloom, bloom. I have two. Number one, it was something I saw at the fields on Saturday, especially people. It's getting warmer, so people are bringing their kiddos and everything. And this wasn't brought up to me. It was just something that I saw. So before it does get brought up to us at the bar, the kids can't be climbing on the giant piles back there, like the rocks and everything. And I did see a kiddo up there, and I was like, I don't know, maybe it's because, you know, mom alert. I just was like, oh, no, know.
Sure.
But I was more nervous, not as much that, you know, she was going to get hurt, but that, like, oh, my God, the bar's going to get so mad at us, you know. So before anything happens, did somebody complain?
No.
You're looking at me?
Well, no, because I remembered who my loser of the week is.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, dear guy who I don't know who's bringing fucking Bush Light Apple to the fields and is taking them out of his bags at the bar and drinking them. Fucking stop it.
Oh, that's shit. Buddy.
No, it's not Buddy.
Is it?
I know, because I know who Buddy is.
Is it Tori then?
No, I'm telling you that it's not. Okay. I'm aware of who it is.
He wasn't either.
I'm not going to say specifically.
Why not?
Because I don't need to do that part until it becomes a thing out of hand.
This
but
is
again,
a safe space.
Anything that can potentially ruin our fucking relationship with the bar by doing the thing everybody's explicitly told not to fucking do. And it's even one thing if you're, like, taking out of your bag at the fields and, like, being sneaky down there. But doing it literally on the fucking patio is pretty fucking disrespectful. They didn't even know it happened. No, at least from what I heard. Jeff never said anything. But get your people in line. Especially if they're people who may not even be playing in the league for all I know. But maybe get that shit cleaned up a little bit. Because that's good. It's just going to fuck over everybody. It's not that serious.
Right.
Like, fuck.
Why
dude.
Would you bring a beer that?
Because people
isn't
are fucking
sold.
Stupid. We do this every year. People are
just
fucking
bring a blue
dumb.
Light.
Right. At least make. Yeah, exactly. Go. Like, at least pick one that, like.
That makes it even worse. It's Bush Light.
They're bringing out, like. Apple, bro.
Bush Light
out,
Apple.
Like Halloween, Halloween ales with a pumpkin on it.
Where did the cinnamon rim come from? Well, was Cinnamon Rim one of his strippers? I can't remember.
That's funny.
Tino, final thoughts, my guy.
Wait, no, I got one more.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you had two.
Yes, because we have, is it this Saturday is May 16th? And we've got the cornhole.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yay.
Garrett's doing a Garrett
so,
thing.
Yeah, so it's going to be after all the games, so starting around 4. And it's the same as last year, where everybody buys in $20 a person.
Blind draw.
They're... Teams are picked at random, double elimination. I know last year's winner took home over $250, so hopefully we have another great turnout. And just remember, guys, non-league people are invited, so it doesn't have to be that we get, you know, a bunch of people from the league to just stay and drink till 7 o'clock at night. I mean, I don't know what losers are doing that, but... but, yeah, so invite your friends. Show them what Rose Garden's
if
all about.
If I might, I will just invest it in more beer for everyone at the bar.
Yeah. They do bucket specials now.
I know. That's a real winner, too. We should actually talk about
that. Yeah, they had, $15 domestics?
Yeah.
All right.
$20. They did a thing for us. For it, right? We can't... last week we found out that we're included in their long-term plans, and then they dropped bucket specials on us. It's like, oh shit, the stuff
the
we're
the long-term part is awesome, us. Man. Like, they can just totally... I mean, they're building that crush yard...
Whatever
it's called. But... to still say, hey, like, this... It's really a pickup league, for all due respect, right? Like, you're still part of our plans is amazing. Like, they could say...
We're going to make your fields over here. We got plenty.
Yeah,
like, oh,
man,
shit, that's
like,
pretty awesome.
It's amazing. Shout out to them.
Final thoughts?
Tino, final thoughts?
Strippers.
Non-stripper related. Switch focus.
No, you know what, man? I was stuck with those strippers. because I decided to skip TSL and go to my brother's graduation. I mean, whatever. I mean,
you have a 4.0?
No.
Can you give a speech?
No.
So you can't fucking be there.
Exactly, bro. We were talking about the other family, cuz. And I wasn't with my other family, man, on Saturday, bro. But at the end of the day, it's a blessing to have another family to the topper. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So we don't got to sit. Yeah, I'll go to that strip club, because why not? While I'm drinking Crown, I'll just look at some thongs. You know what I mean? Does that replace football? Absolutely not, bro. So
there was a time that was the same thing. JT, your final thoughts, if you can follow that up.
Nothing stripper related. Is predictions okay for this?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I got one more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because Sunday
the other stripper
was purposeful. Sunday was purposeful. It was Mother's Day. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I was with my mom. My mom lives in Tampa. So I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to all the women of the TSL.
Aww.
Oh,
that's so awesome. Sweet.
JT, go ahead.
I like how over the span of like 4 hours in real life time, he went from not supporting mothers to supporting mothers. JT.
And their mothers could be going to med school too. You don't even know.
Oh, geez,
that's amazing.
Fuck them kids.
So I'll give for the, let's call it the three divisions I'm in, including Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. my predictions, top four. For D3, I expect to be Let's Get Wrecked, Bullet Club, BQI, and Ish. Is that what they call themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they call themselves something about squirrel dogs or something.
For D4, I'm on Tots, so I'm going to say we're going to be in there, but you got your Puckets in there, right? Detailing and Powerpuff is always going to make their way up there. And then for Breakfast Club, fuck the top four. Stephen Fresh is going to win it. So
there you go. I love that Breakfast Club. People are like, we can just talk so much shit about it. Fuck
everything else. I don't know what's up.
Everything else is like,
fuck you guys.
No bulletin board material.
I just love that
here.
I'm playing against all my friend, like close friends, right? I just want to fucking destroy them. Mm-hmm. So I love it.
That's how it be.
Breakfast Club is the best. My final thoughts are, it's kind of like what Tino experienced this week, where I'll have to be in fucking Dallas for work and not be a part of the league this time around.
Boo.
I know, it sucks.
It also makes me pay attention to the games a lot more when I know that you're not there.
Good. I'm glad that you're going to do your fucking job, Doreen.
This isn't a job. I'm not getting paid for this.
I mean, you are. Just in souls and
in what?
Eternal youth.
Soul? That's soul?
Yeah,
you got Tino out of this.
Yeah,
you doing
terrible.
The podcast gave you whatever the fuck this is.
My cousin.
No, he's at holiday parties. He gave you family members.
He's at Thanksgiving this year, right? Motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shocker! Tino likes dark meat.
Cousin Tim got his hands raised on the mix, bro. I'm like, Tim, is there any dark meat, man? Like, can Tim then cut the dark meat? And yo, Cousin Jim's in the corner, like, dude is just waiting to do something, bro. And dude, come over, yo. He got a nice blue Oxford shirt, you know what I'm saying? He's like, Tino, he's like, I'll get it for you. He's like, my brother's a chef. I'm like, all right, go. He's like, come back in 15 minutes. Mickey, he got his hands right in the mix because fucking mutilating the turkey, bro. Got me a mound of dark meat nice.
And the only thing I was thinking of the entire time was, I was like, please don't let Ricky see this.
Oh, Rick saw that. Rick was disgusted.
He's such a germaphobe. My cousin manhandling the meat. He's not gonna touch anything.
Bro, we were fucking dying watching this dude, bro.
I don't get hammered at all like I do on Thanksgiving.
Oh, hell
what,
yeah.
What is about Thanksgiving?
You have so much to be thankful for.
Yeah.
Mainly just Tim.
Yes.
And Tino now. So anyway, so my final thought, interrupted by whatever the fuck that was.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. This is what I'm going to miss, this bullshit. But, yeah, it sucks. I don't really have any other current final thoughts. Like, shout out to Jeff Kroll, because I'm pretty sure he's having a baby anytime and like at any second.
Oh, shut up.
Like he was saying, I could be, I don't know specifically thing. Like, I don't know if that's actually happening as we speak, but I know that his concern on Saturday was if the baby will make it, will stay in until Tuesday. So I feel like tomorrow it's Kroll day regardless. So shout out to him, because obviously he's doing a lot of fucking work on the league in general. Not that, you know, that's sort of his gig, but also like because of the construction, he has to do like all this added extra stuff, but then decides like, oh, you know, also going to have a child at the same time, which, yeah, fuck. Like, dude's doing everything. So shout out, like, it's just crazy. So I guess keep Jeff in your prayers.
And every time we shout out Jeff, and I'm like, and then shout out to Christine who lets him do all this stuff while she's, you know, going through it.
The day that got canceled, you know, the first week was canceled. Bridget and I got there way too early, but we were there. We're sitting under 10. He's calling everybody. I'm calling people for him, and he just puts a lot of effort. Credit to him for sure.
Oh yeah,
I know. He's insane, but in all the best ways. If he wasn't crazy, then who knows?
This would really fucking exist, man.
That would be, I'm sure it would be a much poorer form of it.
It would just be like a shit show.
Yeah. Like, for sure.
So like the old days.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
All right. And with that, shout out to everybody for good football game so far and no real horrible things that have happened, no mega fights or crazy injuries. Yeah, I know. Right.
Still have 6 more weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So that's about it. Again, JT, thank you for coming on.
Well,
and
thank you, guys.
I hope you're
seriously
not in any trouble for staying here
no,
for too long.
I'm all good.
I know. But
I missed bedtime. I'm good with that.
That's now you're on record as saying that, though. You mean to edit that, though? Because I'm not.
She does listen. She listened to the podcast last week, actually. My wife.
She really?
Now, she's really going to listen to it, knowing you're on.
She was doing her nails or something or whatever, and she was like, oh, they talked about BQI. She literally just, that's all she said in the text. I'm like,
no shit.
You listen to the fucking podcast? That's why I just put it on, because I saw it on Facebook.
That's, so for real, though, that's the one thing about this thing. When people look, even back in the day, I'm like, Lenny, nobody fucking listens to us just cackling on like idiots for 1 hour and 30 minutes. but he's like, okay, no, they definitely do, trust me. And then you're like, you start listening, and it's people you don't even know their names, but they're like, oh, I think that's the podcast guy. Oh, did you hear what they said about on the podcast? Did you hear this? You know, and it's like, oh, shit. People do fucking listen.
Yeah. I had one game where some guy was like, I don't know, I probably yelled at a ref or something, like
sounds
joking
right
around, and I was like, that wasn't a whatever. And he's like, I'm not calling it. And somebody goes, yeah, because she does the podcast.
No, like, it's because of the banshee wailing for the next round. But yeah, that's awesome that, because she doesn't play at all in the league, but she's like, yeah, I'm going to listen to it and then tell you what I heard about it. I think that's fucking
spectacular.
So with that, thank you for being on, guys. Thanks for being here. Tino, thanks for making guacamole and being late and then still showing up on time somehow, because you're you.
That's
you
what I do, baby. Come on,
anyway,
I'm nice, man.
With that, Noreen, of course, thank you for letting us do this at your house.
Yes.
And I got nothing else, so we're going to go. And I won't see you guys at the fields, but, you know, these clowns will. Send notes. And if you want to be on the show, because Doreen's going to forget to find somebody, but Tino won't. I believe in him.
Wait, say this again?
Never mind.
We got to recruit this
Saturday. Yeah, you guys, you're going to have to get people to be on the show.
I got you, brother. I got you.
Oh, I can't fucking wait. I want new people, though. And they better be interesting. They better be Tino level.
I'm looking for new peeps.
All right, I can't wait.
I'm excited, bro.
All right, show me what you got, kid. All right, guys, with that, we'll have fun this week at the fields. I will be sad in Dallas. And that's it. So we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.